In the realm of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's a great pleasure for me to give this speech to my dear young people of Australia, the Coptic Orthodox ones, that I am longing to see them face to face and to share with them the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the true Christian life and love that the Lord gives to us. It's a good opportunity to catch when Maggie was here to send this tape to you all, just to assure you that all the people of our church are feeling deep love and gratitude and unity towards every immigrant who are living there overseas, but inside our heart, dwelling day and night. The Mother Church here in Egypt is very proud of her daughter churches that are in Australia, America, Canada, Europe, and everywhere in the five continents of the world. And actually, we think that you are our ambassadors in the Western world to introduce Christianity and Orthodoxy according to our Coptic concept and life. Actually, we are very glad for being Egyptian, Christian, and Coptic Orthodox. Egyptian, because we are always very proud of our theology, especially those who were enlightened inwardly and they know the meaning of life, and also the new God even before Christianity and before Judaism even. Also, we are very proud of being Christian because Christ gave us many gifts: salvation, sanctification, and even becoming the partakers of the divine nature and the inheritance of the kingdom of God here on earth and then there in heaven. The third thing we are proud of is our Orthodoxy being the balanced way and the right way of glorifying the Lord. The word Orthodoxy means the right way to glorify God. Ortho means right. And doxy, doxa, means glory. Therefore, Orthodoxy is the right way to glorify the Lord. It's not only through dogma and doctrines, but through life. And therefore, the Orthodox spirituality is one of the most important things to contribute to the Christian world everywhere, because the Orthodox spirituality is one of the most humble, deep, and effective ones in the Christian history. Now, let me just speak a few minutes about what does Christ mean to us, to a young man and a young woman. Christ gave us three things at least. Number one, salvation. And number two, sanctification. And number three, partakers of the divine nature. Number one, salvation. We have been saved through the redemption of our Lord, Jesus Christ, on the cross. He came from heaven to earth, a long distance. He came in a humble way. He came in a lovely heart and a fruitful and blessed speech, doctrine, to save the world. This was his goal. He loved the world and he saved the world. And it's a great catastrophe if somebody is not saved, despite salvation is available now. He saved us through number A, baptism. Number B, Miron. Number C, Eucharist. And number D, repentance. Number A, baptism. Because baptism means dying with the Lord and rising once more from death to enter into a new life through water and spirit. Actually, the infant or any person that may be baptized is asked to enter through the room of baptism, which was always to the north of the church and to the west. Because through baptism, this young kid will come from the north to the south, the place of honor. And from the west to the east, the place of light. The mother rejects Satan and believes in the Lord, and the young kid is kept under Christian teaching all through the years of his childhood. Now, number B is the Miron. That's the confirmation in the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure that you know that the priest announced the young infant 36 crosses all over his body. What is the meaning now? The meaning is that this infant is sanctified by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit now is dwelling inside him. The 36 crosses are as such. The third cross is on the head, as if we are saying, "Oh God, sanctify my mind, thinking. Now, the second and third crosses along the nose, the fourth on the mouth, five, six, seven, eight are on both the ears and the eyes in the shape of a cross on the face. It is, God, please satisfy my senses. Now, cross number 9 and 10 are on the chest. That's God, please sanctify my heart. Crosses number 11 and 12 are on the back. That's, please God, sanctify my will. Because everybody is starting to stand up and want to make something. Therefore, it represents the will. Now, we finished 12 crosses. We have another 12 crosses on the two arms. 6 for each arm, 2 for each joint. The shoulder, the elbow, and the rest. Now, what does this mean? It means, oh God, please sanctify my deeds and words. Another 12 are for the two legs, 6 for each, 2 for each joint. That's, oh God, please sanctify my way. You can notice now, my dear friend, that the Lord is sanctifying both the mind, the senses, the heart, the will, the deeds, the way of this young child. May we repeat the same thing. Let everybody now raise his heart toward the Lord and says, please God, sanctify my mind, sanctify my senses, sanctify my heart, sanctify my will, sanctify my deeds, sanctify my way. Then let us move to number C, the Eucharist. Now, take an infant who became a Christian through baptism and miracle, and the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside his heart, is ready to receive the Holy Communion, and therefore he is admitted to the altar to take the body and blood of the Lord, and now he can live and deep relation and even in unification and confirmation in the Lord, because the Lord is now living inside his heart and mind, and he is living inside the heart and mind of the Lord. Now, he started to get elder, and now he's a young man, or she's a young woman, and they started to commit sins. Everybody is a sinner. This is something expected. The Lord knows this. Now, what can we do? It's number D. It's repentance. Through repentance, we are going to make some sort of renewal of our baptism. That's why Saint John Climacus said that baptism is our renewal and repentance is our second baptism. Through baptism and through the tears, through repentance and through the tears of repentance, we are clean our hearts and minds, and we are returning back to our new nature that we took in baptism. Let me move to the second goal or gift of the Lord, the sanctification. The word sanctification or consecration doesn't mean that such a man will never sin, will never commit sin. No, this is impossible, but it means that this young man or this young woman is now a temple. The Lord is dwelling inside. The Lord is consecrating his heart and his life. He is now owned by God, who redeemed him from death and who took him from the hands of Satan. He now is consecrating his life to the Lord. He is now serving the Lord. He is now a member in the church, a member in the body of Christ, the church being the body of Christ. Now, he will never be related to the world or to the earth. He is related to heaven. He is consecrated to eternity. You may say, why he is living here? He is living here as an ambassador of the Lord. He is living here as light for the world and as salt for the earth. We are living here, my friends, just consecrated for the Lord, serving him, serving humanity, serving the church, serving everybody, spreading love here and there, because God is love. And we can never say that we are Christians if we are not living in the true and deep Christian love. Now, we are members of the body of Christ. We are inside the church. Every one of us is attached and unified to three things, if we saw them. First of all, the first relation is between the member and the Lord himself. He is inside the Lord. The Lord is the head of the church. Therefore, such an organ must be unified to the head. You must pray. You must read the Bible. You must take the Holy Communion. You must dwell inside the heart of the Lord, and the Lord must dwell inside his heart. This is the first relation. The second is the relation with the saints, the heavenly saints. Why? Because they are the members of the church that left us in flesh, but they are unified with us through the Spirit. Therefore, he is all the time studying the stories of the saints and trying to imitate their lives under the supervision of his Father in confession. He is all the time asking the intercessions of the saints, starting from St. Mary to every other saint we can know. Now the third relation is between such a member or an organ with the other members of the church that are struggling here on earth in order to reach heaven after death or after the second advent. My dear friends, this is our life now. We are members in the church. We must take care of each other, because you can never think about an organ in the body that neglects another one. Can the right hand neglect the left leg, for example? It's impossible. Also, that means that no schism on the victim can occur in the body. Can you imagine schism between the organs, conflict between the organs, division between the organs of one body? This is impossible. And the third thing is that through this membership, we can take care of each other. You can ask for your brother in Christ who is outside the church to get him inside. And you, my dear young woman, will ask for your sister in Christ and get her inside the church. Now let me move to the third goal of the Lord, that to become partakers in the divine nature. It's a good glory, a very high one. After leaving this world, we are going to the second world, to heaven, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to dwell in the Lord forever, for a very long eternity, infinity. And infinity is something very logic, because if you try to finish the numbers, you are going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, until the end of the world, until the end of everybody. The numbers, the figures are not going to be finished. There is something in mathematics called infinity. This infinity is the Lord. This infinity is eternity, everlasting life. Therefore, through Jesus Christ and knowing Him, as mentioned in John 17, we are going to enter the heavens, not as human beings, just human beings, but as glorified bodies, glorified spirits, glorified human nature, partakers in the divine nature of the Lord. We are going to be His sons. We are going to live with Him inside the heavens, leading a very happy life of happiness and songs with the angels and the archangels and the saints, and on top with our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. My dear friends, it's a long speech now. I'm very sorry, but please, I ask you to keep yourself inside the Lord, inside the saints, inside the church. Please, keep this in mind. Keep yourself inside the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. He is longing to give yourself Himself. And He is longing to give you the privilege to be a partaker in His divine nature forever in eternity. And this comes through prayer, reading the Bible and taking the Eucharist. The second thing I beg you, to live inside and among the saints of the church, the heavenly saints. They are not dead. They are just a cloud above the church. And they are living inside the church, inside our hearts. They are souls. And they are now in a glorified way in the paradise, praying for us and remembering us and making intercession for us. The third thing, please, don't leave the church. It's the hospital. It's the home. It's the way to salvation. Therefore, please, don't leave the church. Please, live inside the home of the Lord to become one of the family of the Lord. I'm very glad to speak to you, and I'm longing to see you. And actually, I'm now seeing you with my inner eye, inside my heart, and with the love that the Lord gives me inside my heart towards every one of you. Please pray for us here. We are very glad because we are living in the Lord. We are very quiet and sure and secure that the Lord is with us inside our heart. Therefore, we are not afraid of anything. His Holy Spirit, Shenouda, is sending you his greetings, blessings, and prayers. And all the young people of Egypt are making the same things and giving the same feelings and Christian love to every one of you. Please pray for us all and be blessed in the Lord. My greetings to your father, the very active and committed priest of Australia. My greetings to the Sunday school teacher, for the small kids and for the young people serving you in order to introduce you to the Lord. Please convey my greetings to everybody in Australia and be blessed in the Lord once more. Amen.